We all know that, I mean, economically, Chinese people are doing good. But, you know, we're facing, I think, it's a pretty big, you know, spiritual crisis. Like, you know, what we really want in our own life. I think we lost our, cultural value in many ways. I must say that.
Chen Kaige came of age in China in the late 1960s, during the Cultural Revolution. It was the infamous period under Mao when many Western art forms were banned, including classical music. At 15, Chen was forced to publicly denounce his father, a distinguished filmmaker. Today, China is looser, and the current mix of social control and increased economic freedom inspired the director to capture this unique moment.
Many Chinese people, you know, have their own dream. Particularly, you know, the people in my generation, they lost a lot of, you know, time, you know, in the political campaign, for example, Cultural Revolution. And they feel like, you know, there's no hope for them to be somebody. And they just think that, I mean, their children can be somebody in the future. That's how things happen in this movie.
Swelling violins in movies can often seem cartoonish and sentimental, but in Together they work to great effect because the classical music is literally transporting. A 13-year-old boy and his father sincerely believe that with the right teacher, the violin has the power to rescue them. Armand White reviewed Together for the New York Press.
I think it's a very sophisticated film. By using Western classical music primarily, Chen Kaige is showing how China itself has opened up. He's a modernist filmmaker in the tradition of such Europeans as Jean-Luc Godard and Bernardo Bertolucci. And so he's able to employ very imaginative and thoughtful narrative devices, one of those devices being the use of music as a kind of narrator, as a kind of abstract narrator, where the music itself presents to us an emotion, and it's an emotion that's in sync with the actions of the characters, the thoughts and behavior of the characters.
The young musician at the center of the film is the quiet Xiao Xun. There's a bit of Harry Potter about him. He has no mother, no siblings, no money, and he's gifted, clever, and charmed, with a gaggle of adults who watch over him. A doting father, a brassy neighbor, and two crazy professors.
One of the important parts of the story of Together is that it showed the necessity for an innately talented person, the kid, to receive teaching so that he could bring out his talent and be more expressive in his use of his talent.
The music knits together Xiao Xun's story. We see his father take a job as a delivery man in order to pay for music lessons with Professor Zhang, an isolated intellectual.
I like the way that the first teacher was brought out of his sadness and his loneliness by his teaching the boy.
I prefer the first professor, in the movie. He just tried to teach the boys that, you're all very talented, you know, because we're human beings, we have our hearts. That's the essential thing.
Zhang gets the boy to love music for music's sake, but Xiao Xun's father begins to realize that he cannot make the boy a star. So he seeks out a celebrated instructor, Professor Yu, Beijing's incubator of world-class musicians. In this scene, it's Xiao Xun's first lesson with Professor Yu. He places the boy alone on a stage under a spotlight. Professor Yu is saying, so begins our first lesson. Seems dark? Get used to it. Learn to embrace it. The stage is blinding. Later he tells the boy, your violin is a weapon. Your feelings are bullets you must conquer. You must conquer through music. Chen Kaige played the role of Professor Yu.
Because I understand, you know, the character better than other people, I guess. And I understand this character who's a star maker. You know, he can guarantee you success, but, you know, although he curses his students by not having real emotions, you know, from their heart, but does he really give anything real, you know, from his bottom of heart to his students? That's the question.
Armand White thinks the answer is yes, and found the hardline attitude of Professor Yu refreshing.
People don't respect discipline anymore, and this movie shows the good of discipline. Not abuse, not punishment, but discipline. Discipline means to follow, in fact, and to follow wisely.
Obviously, you can't survive without money. But the question is that, what is the most important things in your life? Do you think there is anything beyond money can make you happy? You know, particularly the music.
There's always that tension for artists to be commercial or to be sincere. And I think Chen Kaige was very good in drawing that distinction.
It's a distinction played out by the two music teachers, and together shows a deep reverence for teaching and learning. But director Chen Kaige believes there are key elements of artistic expression a teacher cannot provide.
I mean, technical things are easy to learn. You know, you can play very fast, and then you can do this or that. But at the end of the day, if you really want to be a master, and you have to put yourself into this piece of music, make yourself a part of that, and you can do that well. Otherwise, forget it.
For Studio 360, I'm Michelle Siegel.
Chen Kaige's movie Together is playing in theaters across the country.